The Bill Shakespeare Project presents This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, March the 7th, 2016. Hola, Bartophiles, and welcome to the 93rd episode of This Week in Shakespeare, a podcast brought to you by the Bill Shakespeare Project. This is our weekly opportunity to let you know about the latest and greatest in Willie Shakespeare headlines coming at you every Tuesday. The goal here is to hit you with a quick blast, no more than 10 minutes tops, of Bard-related news. Plus, we'll try to serve up some historical dates for what were the past 7 days of the year. So, this week's news stories included, The Guardian released 6 more short films in their Shakespeare solo series, including speeches from Twelfth Night, The Tempest, and Macbeth, but my favorite is Perrault's Are You Meditating on Virginity from All's Well That Ends Well. Clash Music ran a story on the upcoming musical album release by Rufus Wainwright, Take All My Loves, 9 Shakespearean Sonnets, on April 22nd, good date. The album was grown from a theatrical collaboration with Robert Wilson for the Berliner Ensemble. The BBC was one of many media outlets to cover the story that for the 400th anniversary, a radar survey into William Shakespeare's grave and an excavation of the playwright's house are among research projects. Wired was one of many media outlets to write about the release of data signature drawings derived from the study of Shakespeare's sonnets. I'm not sure I agree with all of the methodology, but it does make for some neat drawings. Check it out. Cincinnati.com ran the announcement by Cincinnati Shakespeare Company of its 2016-17 season, including Much Ado About Nothing, Henry VI, Richard III, and The Tempest. The Chicago Tribune ran a story on the announcement by Chicago Shakespeare Theater of their expansion of plans on the Navy Pier. The 2-year project will cost more than $55 million and will turn the center into something capable of producing and presenting at one of the city's most important entertainment and tourist destinations. The Independent ran a wonderful interview with Cicely Berry, the voice coach for the Royal Shakespeare Company. It's great stuff. I love hearing a 90-year-old relate Shakespeare to reggae. The University of Northern Colorado Mirror ran a story on a recent talk on the lack of definitive texts in Shakespeare. This is a subject that just fascinates me. We consider Shakespeare to be sacrosanct, but much of what we have today are sometimes radically edited versions of the quarto and folio texts. The Chicago Tribune reviewed Othello by Chicago Shakespeare Theater running through April 10th in Chicago, Illinois, saying the modern dress production leaves out the pain. And the Northwest Herald also reviewed the production, saying that while it's world-class, it's not for a purist's tastes. And finally, The Guardian reviewed Complete Works, Tabletop Shakespeare by Forced Entertainment, which is currently running at the Barbican, saying that the oral tradition storytelling helps keep the bard alive, despite claims to the otherwise by purists. Now, let's take a look back on the last 7 days and how they relate to Shakespearean history, both his and the history in his plays. March the 1st is St. David's Day, a national day of celebration in Wales, which is mentioned in Henry V. On March the 2nd, 1316, Robert II of Scotland was born, an ancestor of the future King James I of England and King James VI of Scotland. According to legend, he was a descendant on his father's side of Fleance, the son of Banquo from the play Macbeth. On March the 3rd, 1592, the first part of Henry VI was first performed at the Rose Theatre, according to the diary of Philip Henslowe. Also on this date, in 1793, English actor William Macready was born. Known for his Shakespearean roles, he toured the U.S. in the early 1840s to great success. However, a tour in 1849 resulted in riots at the Astor Place Theatre, also known as the Shakespeare Riots. On March the 4th, 1989, Phoebe Cates married Kevin Klein, an American actor who has done his share of Shakespeare from Richard III, Much Ado, Henry V, Falstaff in Henry IV, Part 1, and Hamlet. On March the 5th, 1324, David II Bruce, King of Scots, was born. He was a descendant of the historical Duncan, who was killed by Macbeth. March the 6th, 1600, is the first recorded performance of the first part of Henry IV at court, though it undoubtedly had earlier performances as early as 1597. On March the 7th, 2000, British actor Charles Grey passed away. He had quite the Shakespearean resume, including 4 appearances in the BBC Complete Works of Shakespeare series, Richard II, Julius Caesar, Troilus and Cressida, and The Comedy of Errors. Of course, before that, he was the criminologist in the film The Rocky Horror Picture Show. And that was your Week in Shakespeare. You've been listening to the Bill Shakespeare Project presentation of This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending March the 7th, 2016. For our blog and previous Twiz episodes, including links to the news stories we've covered, as well as the real Bill Shakespeare Project podcast, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com. And we'll catch you next week.